There are certain occupations where I think you need a particularly strong self-image. For example, I would think a dentist needs a strong self-image. I mean, I have really good friends who are, but he's a professional and he's helping people, but it's just hard to have so many people dreading what you do. Or in the world of sports, like a baseball umpire. I mean, everybody thinks they can see better than the umpire can. You can tell because they keep yelling, "Hey, are you blind?" Because they don't agree with your call. Everybody thinks they have a higher IQ than you do. They keep commenting on the intelligence of an umpire negatively just because they don't agree with him. But you couldn't have baseball without the umpires. I mean, can you imagine the players trying to agree on whether a guy was safe or at second? That would end the game right there. Or how about letting the fans decide? There's chaos without an umpire. Or let's say there's a dramatic play at home plate. The winning run is sliding into home plate as the ball is thrown to the catcher. There's a cloud of dust. There are thousands of voices giving their opinion whether the runner was safe or not. But there's only one voice that matters. The umpire settles it. I'm Rod Edgecraft, and I want to have a word with you today about your own personal umpire. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, where God says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace." Now notice here it says that the peace of Christ should rule in our hearts. Now, that word in the original language of the New Testament means to be the judge, the one who awards the prize. In essence, let the peace of Christ be the umpire in your heart. In other words, the peace of God is your own personal umpire as you make each day's choices. You need some way to decide what should be safe and what should be out for you. Well, that's the peace of Christ. You've got a lot of choices. You've got right or wrong choices, and some of them are not covered by a specific rule in the Bible. You've got to decide which way to go in a lot of situations, which option is the one that God wants. Well, the Bible says, let the peace of Christ decide. Let it be the umpire. Now, this peace comes as you continue to bring a choice to God. You come to him with a blank piece of paper, and you say, "God, you know what I'd like, but I'm not going to give you a contract to sign. This is my blank piece of paper. What do you want?" And as you pray it through, I think you'll find that one way you're supposed to go. One road feels right most of the time when you're praying about it and when it's just you and Jesus, as you pray about it over and over again. Now, I'm not talking about rushed prayer here. You've got to have time to let him put his thoughts into your heart. But as you get off your knees and start to go through your day, the peace of Christ is going to be challenged by a lot of other voices, like the umpire and all those people in the stands. I mean, as soon as you get with the other people, God's will starts to seem a little less clear than it did when you were just with him. There are all these other voices, but you got to focus on the one voice that decides it. Now, how can you tune your peace meter so you can hear and receive the peace of Christ? Well, the next verse says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." So you need to have some increased time in God's word. You need to memorize some verses. You need to read whenever you can, looking for a personal word from the Lord. The more you get full of God's word, the more God has to work with in giving you his personal guidance. And his peace and his word, well, they always go together. Human umpires, well, they're right some of the time. God's umpire is right all the time. So why don't you offer your choices to the Lord and ask for his peace as the confirming signal in your heart? That sense that you've had a divine okay or a divine forget it. God's peace is his wonderful way of calling safe or out on the calls you have to make. And you'll always win if you go along with God's personal umpire.